Story now. Last week, the first Mene Tekel Festival, dedicated to the history of totalitarianism in this country, was held in Prague to coincide with the anniversary of the communist putsch in 1948. Taking its name from the so-called writing on the wall, which appears in the Bible's Book of Daniel and refers to the counting, considering, and punishment of evil deeds, the Mene Tekel Festival aims to provide a comprehensive overview of the oppression meted out by the communist regime in this country for more than 40 years. Colleen O'Connor has more.
Ja sam na mnohe věci dostala jiný názor a k mnohým věcem jsem také byla přivedena, abych o nich mohla přemýšlet.
The sound of Mlada Horáková calmly facing her prosecutors during her show trial in the 1950s, which ended with the Czechoslovak communist authorities sentencing her to death. This subject was just one of many topics covered in last week's Mene Tekel Festival, which focused on remembering and taking stock of the wrongdoings committed by the former communist regime in this country. Among other things, the event screened documentaries and held discussions on many of the infamous actions of the totalitarian government of that time. It also had a number of well-attended talks in which aging former political prisoners recounted the mistreatment they had suffered at the hands of the communists. Jan Žežicha was one of the organisers of Mene Tekel. He says one of the main impetuses for the festival was to allow people who had had to endure communist oppression to share the reality of their experiences with people who are too young to remember the harsh realities of those times.
In recent years, we've been lucky enough to be in close contact with the Confederation of Political Prisoners. Thanks to this, we've gotten to know some amazing people whom we think are shining ethical and moral examples for this nation. They have something to pass on to people, especially to the younger generation.
Daniel Herman of the Czech Bishops' Conference was one of those who took part in some of the festival's discussions. He is also adamant that events of this nature need to be held to ensure that younger Czechs, who may not remember the communist period, are acquainted with the crimes of that era, which still cast a long shadow over Czech society today.
For the younger generation, maybe is the time of the communist regime something like the time of the Napoleon's wars. They don't know anything about it. They have only limited information. And I think that it's very important because it's part of our history. And I think that it's very, very necessary to know our history and to know the roots of some of our problems, because I think that the communist regime left some heritage. And economical remodeling of the life of the society is easier. But the moral renewing of all that, it takes time. I think it's a process for maybe two generations. And because of that, it's very important not to forget. I think it's this festival also like a stone in the mosaic of all this remembering.
The organizers of Mene Tekel hope to hold the festival again next year, in conjunction with the 60th anniversary of the communists coming to power in Czechoslovakia in 1948. Anyone wanting to find out more can visit the festival's website at www.menetekel.cz.